Hey listeners, Paul Murphy here, host of the newest podcast that just dropped on the Binge channel, Cover Up the Conspiracy Tapes. We've all heard of the Illuminati, but I bet you don't know the man largely responsible for popularizing the term, John Todd. On this season of Cover Up the Conspiracy Tapes, we expose the secrets of John Todd's dark and distorted world. Join me as we travel back to the 1970s to trace the origins of his power and unravel his twisted teachings that include tales of witchcraft, devil worship, and human sacrifice. How did this one man manage to use his influence to change the world for the worse? And what dark secrets was he hiding as he did it? Find out on this season of Cover Up the Conspiracy Tapes. Listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts, or if you're a subscriber to The Binge, you can enjoy all episodes ad-free today. Here's a sneak peek. You've heard of the Illuminati, right? The shadowy force who want to take over the world and destroy traditional American values. But did you know the reason you've heard about the Illuminati is largely due to one man? His name was John Todd.
The Illuminati doesn't produce rock music to entertain you. They do it to put demonic influence in your life.
Back in the 1970s, John Todd convinced a lot of Christians not only that the Illuminati was real, but that he was part of their secret cabal.
The man who handed me the knife to do the ritualistic killing was a United States senator that ran for president named McGovern.
John Todd told people he was once a powerful witch, and that he'd even been a part of human sacrifices with other influential elites. But then he converted to Christianity and toured the country warning people Satanists were in their midst.
You better watch what your kids turn on the TV set. There hasn't been a witchcraft movie that had anything to do with Satan that Satan didn't win.
And to survive after the Illuminati take over, you need to get ready to defend yourself, your family, and your country.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
John Todd's fiery teachings in the 70s would go on to inspire extreme right-wing violence, from Ruby Ridge to Waco, right through Pizzagate and QAnon, to the steps of the US Capitol on January 6th. All have John Todd's fingerprints on them.
All the stuff that he was talking about in the 70s has come true.
But the whole time, John Todd was going from church to church saying that he was saved, a good, honest Christian. Except he wasn't a good, honest Christian. He was on the run.
He had made a living denouncing witchcraft and Satanism and encouraging Christians to freaking arm themselves and to kill and burn witches. And all of it was just a fantasy.
He was running from a secret so terrible, it would eventually be his undoing. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, the Conspiracy Tapes, coming May 1st. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.